Ah, those elusive 5K months. If you're running your own business, 5K is seen as the first proper milestone. It's the marker that we see as like, okay, I'm solid, I'm doing this, things are working, I've got this. And in some respects, as we'll get into in this episode, 5K as a milestone is arbitrary. It's just a number. However, with the economic situation as it is currently, inflation is at an all-time high, there are solid reasons as to why you might want to get to 5K consistently in your business, not least because when you take out your taxes and your expenses, there isn't so much left in the pot after that. And you might actually even think about the fact that if you were still working in a corporate company, like if I was still working in a corporate company, I'd likely be earning 5K a month before tax anyway. So, you know, that is why I think, as a little explainer at the top of this episode, people have 5K as this kind of marker of success. And as you know, if you've been in my world for a while, I want as many women as possible making good money. Money still makes the world go round. That is an unfortunate fact. And when you have money to spare, or to spend on what you want, not only can you enjoy your life more, which is really important, you can also give more generously to the causes that you care about. You can invest in companies that have transparent and good practices. I love, and I never used to, I love talking about money and business specifically, the link between those things and your style. And so in this episode, I want to give you three things that I would do now if I was looking to scale to 5K months consistently. If you are listening to this and you are already past the 5K marker, A, I have another episode coming for you about 10K and beyond, and B, listen anyway, because the more you learn, the better you're going to be. And if you have a growth mindset, you approach things as in like, well, I already got to this point, but let me open my perspective and see if there's anything that I can improve on. You're not like, oh, I know everything already, I don't need to listen to this. The other thing is that when we listen to things, we only really take in 20% of the information at one time as it is. So listening again, you might pick up something new. And that is how I always approach things with my own mentorships or the podcasts that I listen to. I'm always thinking about what can I learn from this, not I already know everything. For transparency, I've had my business for 3 years, three long years. I started it as a side hustle when I was an editor. Then I went full-time at the end of 2022, having not hit that 5K milestone at that point. And it was bloody scary to both start a business and then obviously take it full-time, which if you are listening to this and you run a business, whether you are side hustling or you've made that leap, you will know that yourself. So I passed the 5K mark last year, last summer, 2023. I'd had some stuff going on in my personal life and with my health prior to that point. So things were slightly slower then, but I passed the 5K mark. And then not too long after that, I passed the 10K mark. And that is why I believe in my soul that it is worth getting the things that I'm talking about in this episode nailed, because it builds traction. And the more you show up in the energy of this is happening, the more that your business and that traction is going to grow, the more momentum that you're going to build. I talk more about this in my 0 to 5K masterclass, which takes you through the five things that I have found have moved the needle the most for me in my business. And you can get the link to that in the show notes. I also think that it's really important to be transparent about how long business takes. Like I said, I had this kind of idea, as it were, 3 years ago. I was training and stuff and doing all these things and side hustling. I think it's really important to talk about that. I think it's really important to have open and transparent conversations about money in our business and strategies and structures that work, because there is so much bullshit online. And I personally learn a lot when other business owners speak out loud about the things they've learned or the mistakes they've made or the things they're working on. I find that really helpful, and I'm hoping that you will find that really helpful in this episode too. Okay, so number one thing that I would do to my wardrobe if I was serious about making those 5K months is to get rid of anything that makes me feel like crap. Your wardrobe is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. If you have things in there with the tags on for some day, that to me is an indication that you don't yet feel like the woman worthy of wearing them. You don't yet feel like the business owner who wears them. You've put that 5K or 10K version of you as a business owner on a pedestal. And the irony is that that is keeping you away from what it is that you want. What to wear is a very low vibe concern if you are the kind of businesswoman who hits 5Ks and beyond. You've elevated past that. You aren't standing in front of your wardrobe stressing out about what to wear 5 minutes before a meeting. You don't have a messy closet that's shoved full of stuff that you don't wear. You're not putting on bobbly old tracksuits from off the floor to run your business. That's not the vibe that's going to get you where you want to be. And people hugely, as I've said time and time again, underestimate the link between all the stuff they're holding on to and how they feel in their business. And of course, if you feel unsure of what to wear, that is going to impact your confidence at work. The second thing that I would do if I wanted to hit 5K months and beyond is get dressed. Yes, smart ass, I know that right now it's likely that you are dressed already by virtue of the fact you wear clothes, but are you dressing with intention? On the surface, this sounds really obvious, but it's surprising how much harder this is for lots of business owners than you would think it is. It's actually hard. There's a barrier there. And there is a few reasons for this. Firstly, when you're in that phase of building to the 5K milestone, whether you are side hustling or you are full time and you're trying to get momentum, you are so used to putting everyone and everything else above yourself. And it almost feels like a waste of time to get ready. You jump out of bed in the morning, you're like, right, I've got to get this done, I've got to do that and blah, blah, blah. This is quite a dangerous mindset, in all honesty, if you're actually serious about long-term business. Because yes, we are talking about wardrobes, but in terms of business, this is like trading time for money. And that is quite a low-level strategy that's never going to get you the volume that you will need. At some point, you will burn out. And I bet that you started your business to have more ease and space in your life and also to change the world, or at least change some people's worlds, change some people's lives. And if you burn out and you have to end up staying in your sucky job, or worse, you have to end up going back to a sucky job, you're not helping anyone. Now, I'm not here to downplay anyone's experiences. We don't all have the same number of hours in the day because there is privilege, there are different circumstances, etc. However, when clients say that they don't have time to dress properly for the business owner they want to be, I have to call them out on some of this BS. I want you to take an objective, honest look at the way that you're dressing daily. Would it really take you that much longer to improve things by, say, 5%? As much as I know that you're busy, you're also looking around saying, well, it's okay for that person, it's all right for them, they don't have to do X, Y, Z, etc. And in that respect, you've got two choices, haven't you? You're either going to allow it's all right for them to be the story that plays out in your head over and over again and stops you from making progress, or you can acknowledge your particular set of circumstances and you can work with the time that you do have. What you're doing when you say that you don't have time today to get dressed is you are swapping short-term gain for long-term pain. And something that is prolific for female entrepreneurs, because they're conditioned to put everyone else above themselves, is that you're telling yourself that your needs are selfish. You're telling yourself you don't have time to get changed or get ready because that's a selfish thing to do. And to that end, I want to make it clear that I've used the word unintentional when I talk about not getting dressed, but maybe it's actually intentional. You have a choice every day. So I invite you to reflect on A, whether you are being unintentional, in which case this episode might make you think a little more about that and bringing some awareness to your decisions and your actions, or B, you're actually being intentional. And the work is on what those intentions are. So let's talk about if you are genuinely unintentional. Being unintentional with your clothes doesn't have much of an impact today, right? Like, you're an ambitious woman, you work hard, so you're working hard today, whatever you're doing. But the difference is in what you work hard at. If you're working hard at shit that doesn't move your business forward, you're wasting your time. if you feel really good, you could maybe turn up and do things that are higher activities, like do an Instagram live, for example, and let's say people watch it immediately and then maybe they book in to work with you and you've made sales. Or maybe it sits on your profile, as is often the case when you are a service-based business owner particularly, and it's a piece of work that is vibing, like it's on the vibe. You felt good when you made it. They feel good when they watch it. And a prospective client comes onto your profile. They see your body of work. They're digesting everything that you do, and they're wanting to work with you. They want to be in your world. That is the vibe, and that is why it pays off long term. So you think that today it doesn't really matter what you wear, but if it stops you from taking those high level actions that actually move the needle forward, then this is a big problem. Versus if you don't feel good and you don't do that Instagram live or that reel that you wanted to get done, and instead you end up doing like low ticket work that isn't really moving the needle forward. This is the difference that intention makes. So now let's talk about if you're actually being intentional. And no, you're not dressing in a way that supports your business. But deep down, this is actually deliberate. Why is that? Well, it's because when you don't dress in a way that feels intentional, sorry, when you dress in a, don't dress in a way that feels really vibey, you're stopping yourself from being the business owner that you say that you want to be. You don't have to be that business owner. You don't have to open yourself up to the kind of problems or issues that you believe come at that level, because, you know, we all heard the phrase more money, more problems. But what you're probably doing is realizing that your business right now, as it is, cannot take the level of clients or money or responsibility that ultimately that business owner at that level has. So you're actually being intentional with what you wear, even though you feel like crap and what you're wearing is not the vibe. It's actually intentional because it's a form of self-sabotage. It's you stopping yourself from having to go to the level that you say that you want to be at. As much as you say that that is what you want, you're being intentional about stopping yourself from getting there. So I would think about that if I were you. Are you being deliberate and intentional, or are you being unintentional with what you're wearing? And how can we change these things? Because a really important, what seems insignificant thing that you can do every day that I promise you will improve your business is actually to get dressed for it. And the third thing that I would do to my wardrobe, or actually to myself, if I was really serious about hitting 5K and beyond, is I'd get support. I would learn. Dressing is really interesting, actually, because we all do it, so we likely all assume that we're doing okay with it, right? And sometimes we have ego that's telling us we don't need help with this stuff because we've always been doing it. We've been wearing clothes since the day we were born. This isn't something that we feel we need support with. But trust me, I see the difference when women do get the support and the way that they show up and the things that happen in their businesses versus those that don't. I see the difference in those results to the women who are like, yeah, you know what? I do love getting dressed. I feel like I do know things, but I'm going to invest in learning this stuff, versus those who are like, now I'm closing myself out to this conversation. I don't need to be involved in this conversation because I know everything already. There's a massive difference there in your mindset. And this isn't just pertaining to your wardrobe. It's pertaining to other areas of your life and your business. If you are someone who is allowing your ego to stop you from getting support. I have a client currently who came to me last year, and she wasn't doing too badly actually, and she actually really loves clothes and dressing up, and her business now is beyond 10k months in a very, actually quite a short space of time. We've managed to get her to that point because she is open to learning, she is open to knowing she doesn't know everything, and she's doing the work, versus someone who isn't doing the work because they think they know everything and is still stuck at the point that she was at a few months ago. The harsh truth is that you don't know everything. I don't know everything. And acknowledging that you don't know everything is the thing that moves you forward. Having an ego response like, oh, I know this, I don't need any help. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Sometimes it's interesting to me. I get people commenting on my LinkedIn who I don't know, I've never met them, we've never had a conversation, and they'll be like, oh, I don't need this help, this, you know, I already know this. Okay, cool. I personally do not need to respond to that comment. But I do think it's interesting that their response to my content has created emotion. There is an emotional response that you need to tell me that you don't care. With respect, it's absolutely none of my business if, you know, if you do know this or not, whatever. But you commenting doesn't make me want to stop talking about this. So what are you gaining from commenting that? Shall I tell you one of the biggest things that I believe has helped me get to this point in my business? It's learning. It's recognizing that I don't know everything and making my education and my mentorship a priority. I massively noticed the difference in the times in my life and my business when I'm in mentorship and without. And towards the end of last year, I made the decision. I decided that I am unwilling to be without mentorship ever again, because that's wavy energy. When you dip in and out of mentorship and learning, you are dipping in and out of the energy that you need to be in to get results. Having a conversation with your mentor can flip everything for you. This happened to me last week. Last week, I had a little bit of a wobble. I don't mind sharing it with you here on the podcast. Had a bit of a wobble, and the wobble was because my business is going to a different level now. And the wobble was a little bit of self-sabotage. We all get this from time to time. It's an ego response. It's like, who am I to be doing this, right? And I'm on track for my business to be going to that next level. So what did I do? I hopped into my mentorship space. I told my mentor what was going on. And within minutes, we'd hashed it out and I was able to move forward again. Now, if I didn't have that mentorship space, if I didn't have that community where I could share those things with other women who are on the kind of the same level in business as me, I could have spiraled in that. I'm not immune to this stuff. No, nobody is. All these people that you hold up on a pedestal on LinkedIn or Instagram or wherever you're looking at business owners, they are just like you. The difference is in what they're willing to admit that they don't know. The difference is in what they're willing to learn, and the difference is in what they're willing to invest in their businesses. And I'm just going to put this out there. My 0 to 5K masterclass literally is no holds barred. It's the things that have helped me get to 5K and beyond. And I decided to run it because I posted on my stories about it being the second week of January, and I'd exceeded the 5K mark for January already at that point. And I wasn't saying it as a humble brag situation. I was saying it as a, this is what sustainable growth looks like in business. As I've said, I've been at this for 3 years, and I wanted to share some of the lessons and learnings, because like I said, I learn a lot when people share their lessons and learnings. And I had several people reply to that story of mine saying, oh, I'm really, you know, I'm jealous. I really want this. I want to do this for myself. And I thought, you know what? I'll run a masterclass. I'll run this masterclass and I'll give them the full behind the scenes of these things that I've done, because ultimately my goal, as I said at the top of this episode, is to help as many women in business to make money and to build sustainable businesses and change the world and change the lives of the people, not only that they support with their business, but also the people that they know in their community and their families. However, I'm not going to do that for free, because I don't know how much money and time I must have spent on learning and developing my skills and getting the support to get my business to where it is. And I think that there is something to putting your money where your mouth is as far as your business is concerned. So this masterclass that I'm running is low ticket. It's the lowest ticket thing that you can come into my world and receive. And it's full of gold. It's full of gold. Guess how many of those people who replied to my story saying, oh, I really want this, I'm jealous. Guess how many of them at this point have bought that masterclass? None. Zero. None. None. And on the other hand, there are people who didn't say anything, who've moved, who've actually gone and bought that masterclass. And it's the same with the other offers that I have in my business. The women who come in to own the room, they're not just saying that they want something, they're actually taking the action to get towards it. And like I said, versus the people who won't pay anything to develop their learning, and myself, when I have spent so much money and time on my learning, you know, there's a difference. There's a difference between saying and doing. And if you're willing to acknowledge that you don't know everything and you're willing to learn, that will be the difference ultimately between you succeeding and you not. So when there is a gap in your knowledge, of course, that impacts your results because you lack the confidence in a specific area. So we're talking here in the context of style. So if you lack an idea about what your body shape is, for example, I hear a lot of women say, I'm not sure what works for my body. Or, I'm not sure what colours suit me, or I'm not sure the levels of dress. You know, when I go into this type of meeting, what should I be wearing? Versus when I go to this type of meeting, what should I be wearing? These are all simple gaps in your knowledge that are actually pretty easy for us to nail down. But you've got to get into the spaces where that's going to happen. And this is what we do inside Own the Room. We get your style knowledge solid. We get the foundation in all of the basics that you need to know so that your wardrobe starts to work with you. I said at the top of this episode that I dig into a little more about why we place so much emphasis on 5K as the marker for success. And I just wanted to tell you that, yes, whilst we have women inside Own the Room who have hit the 5K milestone within the course of this program, I also wanted to add that your goal for coming into Own the Room may not be monetary. There are women in there who have done stuff like got a space on a very prestigious specific course they wanted, applied for a job that they wanted, all this kind of stuff. And the idea of, oh, I didn't make a certain amount of money though, that actually came up in a conversation with one of them recently. So she had achieved something incredible. Incredible. But her train of thought led her down the path of, but it doesn't have a financial number, so therefore it doesn't count. And what I reminded her was that a financial goal isn't the goal for everybody. You need to be careful about what goals are yours and what goals you have grabbed onto through looking at social media. Her goal is about legacy, a really strong legacy, a massive industry changing legacy that's going to actually impact people that she will never meet for generations to come. It's incredible what this woman wants to do in the particular space that she is in. And that is far greater than any financial number. And the thing for you to remember is that whilst you're listening to this episode because you want to get to 5K and beyond, you're not actually aiming for that. You're aiming for the security and the impact that 5K would bring. So if you want to plug the gaps in your style education and you want to have a solid foundation and increase your confidence in this area, then do come and join Own the Room. I will leave the link in the show notes. There is currently one live round happening from January 30th, 2024. But if you're listening to this after January 30th, 2024, you can hop in at any time. I'm opening this program up so that you can get access to it always. And there will be set days for live Q&As and hot seat coaching when you can come and actually get my help and my eyes on your wardrobe. So to recap, the three things that I would do with my wardrobe if I was really serious about hitting 5K months and beyond this year, next year, is number one, I would clear out any crap. I would not have anything in my wardrobe that makes me feel like rubbish. The second thing I would do is I would get dressed. And I don't just mean put on any old clothes. I mean dress with intention. It's the small things that make a big difference every single day. I often use the analogy of flying a plane. I've never flown a plane, just for transparency. I don't think I'd ever be trusted to do something like that. And I'm not at all disparaging or discounting how much work must go into training to fly a plane. But I do know there is such a thing as autopilot, and I do know that the pilot still has to adjust the route of the plane, because if you just left it to its own devices, you would go off course. You'd want to go to, I don't know, Paris and you end up in Marseille, or I don't know, you want to go to London, you end up in Liverpool. Again, I'm no pilot, so I don't know that those are actually correct mappages, if that is a word for it. But that's what happens if you're not steering the plane. And that is the same in your business with your intentions. So if every day you're getting up and you're not really putting any thought or intention into what you're wearing, you are steering your plane in a certain direction. And it's the day, it's the things you do every day, your daily actions that actually are going to add up to the biggest win. We can all sit there at the end of this year on December 31st, 2024 and think, oh, what didn't I do? What didn't I achieve? You know, the big things. Actually, the big things are created in the small wins daily, and getting dressed with intention for the business owner you want to be is absolutely one of them. And the third thing I would do, if I wanted to get my style up to a point where I was ready to call in the 5K consistent months that I want, is I would learn about my wardrobe. I'd realize that I don't know everything. No one knows everything. I have a growth mindset. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to plug the gaps in my knowledge, which will help me grow in confidence, which will then help me attract what it is that I say that I want.